This is WHCL, Clinton's number one radio station.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch.
Witch is witch.
Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head. Rub your eyes.
Get out of bed.
Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins all belong. Below, below your home. Let's open up and sing. And ring the bells of ding dong, the merry old. Sing it high.
Thank you. like the whole world's a picture believe. Wake up, children, wake up.
Wake up.
Love song with nature caressing your ear. Daddy, the springtime is hovering near. Spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, children, wake up.
Wake up.
Each golden hour, treated like a treasure rest. Love is in power. Now's the time to get your chance. Oh, the river is singing and I'm singing too. Dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, children, wake up.
This is WHCL, and there's a revolution afoot, so, you know, lock the doors. Double bolt them if you can, because things are getting strange here. WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, in Hamilton College in beautiful Clinton, New York. Well, beautiful for the time being. You know, there may be some bloodshed later, so watch it. Although I'm in a good mood. I don't know why. I shouldn't be. Actually, I started out in a good mood tonight. We began with the NBC radio chorus, Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead, 1939. And that relates to the delivery back to Circuit City of my terrible Vista Windows computer. And I'm back in the analog world now. I'm using our old computer, which is an XP, which is, you know, XP forever. I will never, ever use Windows Vista. Not even if they put bamboo shoots under my fingernails. And after that, the Goofus Five and their orchestra, My Troubles Are Over, with Windows Vista, that is, 1928. They may be just beginning tonight. Who knows what's going to happen, since heads are rolling here at the station, and I see one rolling now. It's terrible. And then Jimmy McHugh's Bostonians, Whoopee Stomp, indeed. Well, go out and, you know, dance if you have to, because what good is a revolution without dancing? And that was from 1928. Benny Goodman, Jimmy McPartland. It was basically the Ben Pollock group. I don't know, Jimmy McHugh, I don't think, was even in the studio. He was a songwriter anyway. And then, in a rather strange and odd recording of Wake Up Chillin' that I happen to locate today, it is actually on a CD somewhere. It's on the Jack Purvis set. But this is, it was Wake Up Chillin' by Smith Ballou and his orchestra. And I like that. Now I think I've played all of them. Now I can die happy. And that may happen if I don't watch myself. Yes, indeed. So this is WHCL. And by the way, everything, or let's say most of everything, everything tonight did come off my hard drive and go on one CD, because there is one reliable CD player in the station. So I was able to do that. And this was not just my hard drive, but there was a different external hard drive, which was filled with goodies for me by my friend Randy Scretvet, who has a show in Claremont, California. It KSPC, and he is a wonderful guy. He also wrote the best book about Laurel and Hardy ever written, and I urge you to look up that. But I want to thank Randy tonight, and we'll see how long radio will last before the tumbrils roll into the studio here. Now here's in contrast to this dire monologue, here's Abe Lyman, 1926, Breezing Along with the Breeze.
Thank you. what I've waited for. I wasn't slated for blues. Good news is welcome, welcome, welcome to me. Bad news is hell, come to me. So, Mr. Good, good news, you're bound to do me good. So come right here to me. Good news, good news, good, good news, you're bound to do me good news.
Hallelujah. I wish that was, you know, I'm hallelujah all over the place because I got rid of my lousy Hewlett-Packard piece of junk, the new thing with the, when, and I'm going to say that, and they can get me for whatever this is. I think this is slander. Libel is if you print it. That's your distinction in case you're an HCL student and you care. But this is definitely slander, but it was just a piece of junk with Vista and it didn't run. It was always crashing. So I said hallelujah. I got rid of it. Now I'm running something at least 10 years old. In addition to our old computer, which is somewhat newer than the that one. But, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm saying hallelujah to that particular aspect of it. Before that, we had Esther Walker with Good News. And that was good news to me. That was from 1927. And beginning with Abe Lyman, Breathing Along with the Breeze, 1926. Well, there's not a lot of good news in this studio tonight. I have to tell you that. So not affecting me personally yet, but I'm waiting for waiting to see what happens. I'm trying to be positive. I really am, but I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to talk into my sleeve on this either. I'm rather irate, as was my colleague who was on previously, and I really feel bad for what happened there. But I suppose that's radio for you. But I have this query for you. I have this query for any listener, And I would like a serious answer. How do you get fired off a volunteer gig? That's what I would really like to know. And if you know, this is I'll have to play a disclaimer after my show too. But indeed, how does one get fired from a volunteer gig? That's a real poser for me. Okay, and basically, this is what's coming up has multiple reasons for existing. This is the Virginians, and this describes what I feel about this whole matter, and also describes what Vista is, which is basically applesauce. And this is from 1923. It's the Ross Gorman with the Virginians. And I was just cleaning the windows, so forgive me. I was outside for a few minutes. They were a little, you know, there's a little mist on them. You know, you have to go out with a little Windex. So I was cleaning the windows, and I didn't see anything worth looking at, believe me. George Formby did. That was, I think, from 1937. And before that, and I'd like to, you know, speaking of cleaning windows, I've cleaned them out of my life. And before that, Waring's Pennsylvania is My Window of Dreams, Lovely Waltz, 1928. And beginning with the Virginians, Applesauce, 1923. And yeah, I've had a A word just got delivered to the wise, and I'm supposing I'm wise, so I'll try to be. I'll try to maintain my composure here. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and it's. By the way, tomorrow night Mark Fuller will be on from 8 till 10 with Retro Radio, Rock and Roll, one of the best shows you've probably, if you've never heard it, you should listen because it's radio just like the old days. You got to check him out. But he is going to be on tomorrow night. He won't be on Fridays anymore, but he'll be on tomorrow night. So enjoy his program. Here's two versions of this song, Get Happy, and I have to get happy. Red Nichols and his Five Pennies in 1929. This is not the Get Happy you know, but we'll get to that. Thank you.
the bells are ringing. Because why? Because I am in love. And all the while I seem in a dream. I never was so happy. Folks complain I'm insane because I act so sappy. Oh, gee, oh, joy. The birds are singing. Because why? Because I am in love.
Oh, gee, oh, joy. And you know, some people feel that way tonight, and I kind of do. I'm kind of glad I got rid of my rotten computer. And not that I've and I know it's been essentially a topic of discussion the past several weeks off and on, but I really am feeling better now. It's like a relief. It's sort of like, oh, I don't want to get too graphic here, but it's almost as if your body contains like a bowling ball, and then suddenly it doesn't anymore, and you're able to relax and breathe once again. And that's exactly what having a bad computer that you can't rely on amounts to. OGO Joy by Johnny Johnson and the Statler Pennsylvanians. That was from 1927. Before that, Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys from 1930. That was the version of Get Happy that everybody knows that Judy Garland sang and everybody else did. And before that, another version of a different Get Happy from 1929, and that was Red Nichols and His Five Pennies. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I don't know if you're streaming tonight. I hope you are. And I hope my earlier remarks didn't get too strange for people. They were too strange for me, but things are, it's an odd night with odd vibes. Essentially, there are a lot of people who want radio shows this year. And there were signals missed here, and that's okay. Don't worry about it. And by the way, tomorrow night, listen if you will at 8 o'clock in this very time slot. If you like this music and the music of the '50s and sixties, you will deeply and completely enjoy Mark Fuller's program. He does a wonderful job every week, and he's starting his rock and roll show on Saturday nights. Unfortunately, his country show will not be on anymore, but again, that's part of this deal. But tomorrow night he'll be on with rock and roll for 2 hours, and he does a marvelous job every week. And you really should listen in. I highly recommend that to you. It sounds just like radio. When you were growing up, you heard the radio. You turn on the radio, and you're putting on your Keds in the morning, and thinking about putting bananas in your cereal, and you just wake up and you'd say, you turn on the radio and you'd listen to it, and it'd be like all those stations you used to listen to. It takes you way back, and suddenly you want your Keds too, but they won't fit you anymore. But this show fits. It's a good show. Mark Fuller, Retro Radio, 8 p.m. Saturdays. And we're going to continue now with Libby Holman, 1927. Here's a set that has some interest. Who's that knocking at my door? I hope it isn't who I think it is. Good luck coming my way. Good.
Garbage man.
Man, get away from my door. I ain't got no garbage.
Thank you.
hope you're not sitting on a rubbish can tonight. That's where my computer is. There wouldn't be room for two of you. Anyway, that was Julia Garrity sitting on a rubbish can before we started the set with Libby Holman. Who's That Knocking at My Door? 1927. That is a recording with Eddie Lang, and I believe Joe Venuti was in there. Lovely, lovely recording. Very rare. Was I think, in the collection of Jeff Healy, and he contributed that to a group called Toast in New York. So some of these things are, as I said, they're off a major hard drive full of wonderful stuff that that I happen to have access to, and I was able to get some of this. I figured I would use this tonight. It's just to disseminate it and bring it to the wider enjoyment of anyone who might want to hear it. And then the Washboard Rhythm Kings, Call of the Freaks. Nice segue with that one. 1931, then Julia Garrity, Sitting on a Rubbish Can. 1931, I think that is Snooks and his Stompers there. His Memphis Stompers, I should say. And what can you do? Well, this is WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and here's a group that you might have heard me play very recently. But here's another one of the recordings off the 78, the Victor, that I own, Louisiana Sugar Babes, Persian Rug. Nice copy of this, actually.